This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, where almost 200 decomposing bodies were found improperly stored, are now in federal custody and are facing new federal fraud charges. The Hallford stand accused of improperly storing nearly 200 decomposing bodies at their Penrose funeral home from 2019 to 2023. The couple is facing 260 criminal charges, including abuse of a corpse, money laundering, forgery, and theft. New court records show that John and Carrie have over a dozen pending federal counts consisting of wire fraud and aiding and abetting and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The couple appeared in U.S. District Court in Denver this afternoon in shackles, with John and Carrie sitting apart from one another. There is a fire burning on Fort Carson that is around 50 acres, according to a Fort Carson spokesperson. Fort Carson says that the fire is burning only on the post in the large impact area. Maps show that it is across the highway from the Pikes Peak International Raceway. The fire was first called in around 2 o'clock this afternoon. No other agencies are responding. A push to ban assault weapons in Colorado is moving forward. State Democratic Representative Tim Hernandez is one of the sponsors for the bill.
This is the first time in Colorado history that we have considered a prohibition on the sale of assault weapons in the House chamber.
House lawmakers passed the bill yesterday after almost 4 hours of debate. It would make 13 types of assault weapons illegal to buy, sell, or import. Supporters say this will save lives, pointing to several mass shootings here, such as the Columbine High School and the Aurora Movie Theater. Critics argue this will ban 80% of guns in the state, calling it unconstitutional. The bill now heads to the Senate, and one group is promising a lawsuit if signed into law. Renters in El Paso County are getting more help to stay in their homes. Those who missed out on applying for a new state program the last 2 months got another chance this week. The third round of applications opened up today for a $30 million rental assistance grant, which must be used by the end of June. Low-income households behind in rent or at risk of eviction could qualify to get up to 5 months of paid rent. Construction is underway on a new apartment complex here in the Springs. This one is for young adults struggling with homelessness, aimed at helping them get back on their feet. It's called the Launch Pad and will have 50 units. Trained staff will also be on site to assist anyone with job interviews, life skills training, mental health counseling, parenting classes, and even homework. The hope is to have the building done by December. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims former President Trump's allies reached out to him about joining his presidential ticket as his running mate. Lisa Taylor has more.
The independent candidate made the claim on X today, but Trump's campaign denies it. Trump blasted Kennedy in recent weeks for his position running for the ticket as an independent. Kennedy posted Trump has called him an ultra-left radical and said he declined his team's offer. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Civil War leads the front in the box office battle, ABC's Dave Packer reports.
In states both red and blue,
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
Moviegoers flock to the dystopian thriller Civil War, giving the number one movie over the weekend a $25.7 million debut. After 2 weeks on top,
now I have seen everything.
Godzilla Kong, the new empire, drops to second place, taking in another $15.5 million. All sequels from here, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire with another third place finish, earning $5.3 million. Kung Fu Panda 4 moves up to fourth place. Dune Part 2 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Increasing clouds across southern Colorado this afternoon. Gusty winds, of course, very strong, 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts. Those will taper off after 10 o'clock this evening, with red flag warnings coming to an end as well. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies, temperatures in the 30s and 40s, scattered showers likely through the overnight time frame. And through Tuesday afternoon, highs will be cooler in the 50s and 60s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.